Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the song.
Cito. Oh my God, it's a good one.
Hi, I'm Helen Holliman, editor-in-chief of Munchies, and welcome back to Munchies, the podcast.
Where are we? What podcast we are? Munchies! I should remember Munchies!
Today, we are winding down summer by hanging out with the world's number one ice cream enthusiast,
yes.
Lily Hayes. And that exquisite singing voice that you just heard is hers.
And I hear good music, and then I get the tune, and I sing it from the bottom of my balls.
Lily is one of my favorite internet friends. And at this point, I think it's fair to call her an Instagram celebrity. She's 70 years old, and she lives in L.A., but she's actually visiting New York for a summer trip.
Hi, I'm Lily Hayes. I'm here in New York. I came to taste the ice cream. Los Angeles is a different ice cream for sure.
Over here. Give me like a commercial.
And here's her son, Kevin.
Oh, Kevin Hayes. I'm her son.
Kevin is an artist who splits his time between New York and L.A. He's a self-described asshole, which I'm not really convinced of, but today he's playing a crucial role as our interpreter.
I mean, for one thing, I mean, like, her English is broke, for sure. I mean, like, you understand what she's saying and stuff, but I mean, like, it's dusty, for sure. And I mean, like, she, you know, she makes up words all the time. And, like, dude, she's a fucking loose cannon. I mean, like, she said some insane... She has no filter, so it's
I like to say things that I even don't understand, but I say that.
His mom, Lily, is a total character, and I'm going to elaborate all the reasons why I love her. But first, let's establish a quick backstory. A few years ago, Kevin started making a lot of videos of his mom.
Dude, I'm recording something. Chill out.
I don't really think he had any big plans at first.
Because I was always kind of also crazy about David Hockney and his relationship with his grandma. And so when I went, I was like, dude, it'd be awesome if like someone felt this way about my mom because I am crazy about her.
His friends totally dug the stuff that he was making and convinced him to start an Instagram, which he did. The handle is Lily_Hayes. And suddenly the world, or at least the internet, began falling in love with this beautiful, eccentric woman. And the rest is basically internet history.
I come into a place, they call me royalty. Honestly, we have royalty in the house. Honestly. You know, I don't even... I'm looking, where is the queen? Where is the royalty? They are talking about me, you know. Me, little me. You know.
For 38 years, Lily Hayes has worked and continues to work in downtown L.A. as a wholesaler of women's clothing. She was born in Yugoslavia and raised in Israel. And she speaks Spanish so well, you might think it's her native language. Lily is actually a true polyglot, and her background really synthesizes everything that I love about LA's incredible cultural landscape. She's also the most ridiculous septuagenarian on Instagram. She's famous for using the hashtag #alwaysalittlepissed, and it's basically what it says on the tin.
Yeah, man, I'm always a little pissed.
Always a little pissed, that is, except when she's eating ice cream.
Ice cream makes me less pissed. I can eat ice cream anytime. I can eat Haagen-Dazs. I can eat 21 flavors. I can eat Tom and Jerry. I can eat it with fudge. I can nuts. I can eat big corn, small corn. I like the big corn. The big corn is delicious.
So as we wind down summer, let's indulge in Lily Hayes' favorite food. We're going to get started in the East Village, right outside Big A Ice Cream.
Can you say your name and where we're standing so you can say, like, we're outside of Big Gay Ice Cream?
Yeah, this I can say. I'm in New York next to the ice cream place, Big Game ice cream place, ice cream store.
Ice cream store.
I just also want to jump in really quick and tell you about Lily's outfit. She's wearing a blue skirt with classic SAS shoes, 80s style Cazal shades, and her signature Supreme hat. Right,
let's go in.
Let's get some ice cream. All right.
Big game ice cream.
Hello.
Okay, so you've never been here before, right?
No. Cute place. What?
So you guys would like me to break it down for you?
Yeah, break it down, please.
All right, so everything is soft serve ice cream. Our flavors are chocolate, vanilla, twist, and we have the flavor of the week, which is cinnamon toast crunch. We're mostly known for our specialty cones, starting with the Salty Pimp. It's the most popular one. Has vanilla ice cream, sprinkled with sea salt, injected with dulce de leche, and dipped in chocolate. We always recommend that one to our first timers because it's amazing.
What do you think?
I think that I'm in Disneyland. I'm in Seven Heaven. Now to choose? Salty Pimp. Yeah. Okay, let's go on the Pimp.
Kevin, what are you going to get?
One second. My favorite is pancake cone. Can I have it?
The waffle cone.
Waffle cone. Okay, colors.
Wait, so what should I get? You should order for me.
La paleta sounds
kind of good, right?
Very different. La paleta, ¿qué es la paleta?
La paleta is just pretty much a fruit popsicle. They're
fruit
natural. Popsicle. They actually have
what do you think?
We can check.
I love it.
Yeah?
Yes, okay. I love fruit popsicle. Yes. Yeah.
I will have one of those, please.
Yes. Passion fruit. Passion.
Let's do
yes.
it.
Sure.
Perfect.
Passion. Ah, here is that.
Anything else for you guys?
That is it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Should we go to the park?
Yeah.
All right, let's
have
hit it.
Have a beautiful day. Send everything.
And now we've left the ice cream shop and walked across the street to Tompkins Square Park. It's drizzling, but Lily is completely oblivious to the rain. She's double-fisting two cones of ice cream and focused on them.
Today is not the day for ice cream, but... Or do you think
every day is ice cream?
This is what I want to say. Yeah. I like ice cream when it's cold.
She also, this is her weather. She's in it right now.
What's going through your mind when you're enjoying ice cream?
When I'm home watching my soaps or watching television, I need to gnash on something. Ice cream is the best gnashing.
What's gnashing? I don't
gnashing.
Know what that means.
So you know what does it mean. I gnash an ice cream next to television. And I try like to have one every day.
Is there like a certain time of day that you like to have it?
No, it's after six. Six to seven.
She also likes it when I'm not around because
because it doesn't let me eat.
Because it's like she'll just go
Chipscape.
She'll go in too ham. She'll just like go in too hard on ice cream. Because again, she'll like it's like one's not enough. She'll eat another, and it's like no, dude, relax. Like you need to turn it off real quick, you know. So when I'm not around,
I don't eat after food or something like this. I eat the ice cream for me is like a meal. And what is the ice cream that we cookies and cream? I love this one, cookies and cream. and this Oreo cookie. I love this. This I can eat. Okay, I shouldn't say how many I can eat.
We grew up on Rite Aid ice cream. So like Rocky Road and like Chocolate Malted Crunch was like a big one. I would eat it after like dinner or something, or like what, like not like any rules, like my parents being like you have to eat dinner and then you could eat ice cream. It's like I would just like get some, take a bite, and then bring it home, and then she would just be like eating it all soupy, just like she's just down with it, you know.
I like it. I like to sit in my living room and I like to have ice cream. I have my feet up, blah blah blah, and I'm a happy camper.
Sounds like a romance novel.
Well, and what soaps are you watching?
I don't watch the right ones because I watch in Spanish. I watch in Spanish.
Do you cook at home or
no.
are you?
No.
No.
Where
mom,
do you
Mom
eat?
Can't cook ever. No, she's not allowed in the kitchen.
I buy ready and I bring it home and I eat at home. I like to eat at home. I'm not a restaurant person so much. Too many people next to you, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes
She wants to buy food, bring it home,
yes.
Watch it with her stories.
Yes.
That's a day.
That's a day.
What are you bringing home to eat?
Sometimes I go to Old Food. I like their soups. They have good soups. I like their salads. And then I go to the Persian market. I like their Persian food. I don't eat meat. I don't eat chicken.
So I get like, you know, rice with some kind of stew, anything. No, I cook at home. Spaghetti.
Lie. She burns spaghetti at home.
I burn them in the oven.
And she also she doesn't use utensils. So she only eats with her hands. So she
not everything. Don't exaggerate.
What do you eat?
I like to eat the spaghetti with my fingers. It tastes good.
Everything tastes better with her fingers. So we could go to a restaurant and she'll try to eat spaghetti with her hands. Easy.
I don't care. You know, I'm paying for the food. I'm gonna enjoy my food. Sometimes I do, but spaghetti, yes. And
spaghetti, that's an insane food to eat with your hands.
It's not to me.
Dude.
It's not to me.
Again. But yeah, she likes everything with her hands.
I like sandwiches. I like tuna sandwich very much so.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I eat everything besides meat and chicken, and that's it. I like to eat.
She likes bread a lot. She'll just go and buy like a baguette and just that's it.
They have the butter that is olive oil, and I'll put any just this, nothing in. Oh, I love it.
She's a kid. If I was the parent, I would be like, eat some fucking vegetable. You know, it's just like pizza, French fries.
Yeah, I like
kebab or like falafel.
But
it's all finger food. It's all like, you know, like you just went to like a sleepover party. Like, what's the mom gonna get so we don't have to clean up? That's what she wants to eat every day.
What is your secret to staying young and positive?
He keeps me young, honestly. But I was always a positive person. Like I said, negativity brings negativity to you. So we don't want it in our lives. I'm a story of success because I came here with zero. And I have everything a person can ask for. So I'm grateful to the United States of America. I am grateful. And me, when I have a lot, I'm going to give it back to society. I don't need for myself. I'm going to give it back to United States of America. Honestly, this country was very good to me. And
that got so heavy so quickly. It was just like, you know, I was expecting like, oh, I listen to music on a daily basis. It's like, you know, chill out. I need to always reel her in. You know, it's like going to a party with her. It's like, she's like a puppy. I need to bring her back when it comes to anything. But no, she hangs out with young blood, you know? It's just like, and she really does, like, you know, like she actively now hangs out, you know? Also, she goes to the synagogue on Saturdays and she walks by La Brea. And so La Brea,
I go to the synagogue 40 minutes every Saturday.
All the streetwear kids call her La Brea Grandma. So she's like, once a week, she's always around really young dudes. And then it's like all, you know, it's like if I'm getting invited to a party, I'll really be like, hey, yo, I'll bring my, like, I'm not trying to be funny or anything. I'm like, yo, I'll bring my mom. And by this point, like, she's really getting invited to parties. And so now it's like a lot easier, but like, it wasn't tough at first, but like, you know, like she likes routine. She likes her routine, you know, like right now, like we're in the park on a Friday, like eating
ice cream. I don't even know it's Friday today, honestly. Get ready for Saturday, you do your stuff, blah, blah, blah.
She just does Jewish stuff on Fridays, you know? Yeah. And so by this point, she just like, you know, like we have like plans after this, you know? And like, so she just like, you know, like kind of shrugged her shoulders. Like, I'm just going to live now, you know? And again, like I told you earlier, like I wasn't going to let her get old on my fucking watch. Like, no, hell no. You know? And I don't mean it to be rude. Cause it's like, you know, like I've seen, you know, people just who don't have to get old.
It's so nice to meet nice people. I have very good judgment. And then I can tell vibes. People that don't give good vibes.
She trusts her guts.
I do.
In a way, only
with my guts.
She's only not using her head at all.
No.
She's just my like,
head,
oh, cool.
My head is crazy. I go with my guts. I choose very nice merchandise. My customers are very happy. Senora Lily, I didn't sell the last blouse. I said, too bad. No, yours, I have to sell everything. I said, boy, you're lucky. You know? This is the way my customers are.
I don't know. So left field.
So left behind. Listen, let me tell a nice, beautiful lady the story. He never doesn't hear about my story.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So I want to actually back up. Tell me about how this Instagram account began, because you have a gigantic following of people all around the world. And why did you first start this account?
I just did everything, just like, not trying to be like an asshole, but like analog everything and like film everything. And just like, you know, recording music just straight to tape. And then I was going to Coachella one year with some bands that I was working with. And then I was just like, I'm going to be an iPhone artist. And I was just like, I'm just going to put everything on some digital shit. And I was like, I'm going to start an iPhone gang called the Free Willies. And like, we're going to, you know, it's like, I called up a few friends. And then we were going to like text message blog. So like, I was going to rip things from Instagram. Like, still when like you could like hashtag like titties and like boobies will come up and stuff. It was like it was a long time ago. And then also like Vine was a big one for us, all of us. And then so I started doing some stuff. And then every time I was on tour, there's a guy named Jerry who always got naked. So like you always saw like balls, always. And then every time I was in LA, you heard my mom. And so when I would always ask her like, oh yeah, say Andy Warhol. And she'll be like, get the fuck out of my face. And I'm like, awesome. You know, this is perfect. So then like when I would text people all these things, it'd be like, it'd come out of nowhere and they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't ask for it, but it'd be like offensive, like porn or something like that. And then my mom and then Jerry and then, you know, like puppies and stuff. And then one friend of ours, Courtney Dasher, who has a dog named Tuna, or the handle's Tuna Melts My Heart, has a huge following on Instagram. And then I would send her some stuff, but a lot of like the tamer stuff, a lot of my mom's stuff. And then she was just like, dude, I think more people than you think would like this. And I was like, get out of here. Like I was saying earlier, like I'm from Beverly Hills and I'm first generation American. She's a foreigner. And like, I'm just an asshole. So it's like, you know, she could speak like fucking five languages and she could like half-ass speak English. And like, I'm over here like barely speaking English. This woman's amazing. And I'm just like, oh my God, say entrepreneur again, you know? And so.
I love to say stuff that I don't know really to pronounce it.
See, pronounce. I mean, like, well, that alone, it's like the funniest thing in the world to me.
Can you believe me singing, what was the song? Over the rainbow. And people crying last night, crying. It was so beautiful.
And so I thought it was obviously just a joke. And then one of my friends was just trying to pick up girls at a bar. And they would show, he would show them videos of my mom to break the ice. And then from him harassing me and then Courtney being like, please, I don't want to text you anymore about like, send me that one entrepreneur video again. Just start an Instagram account. And I was like, fine. And so I did. And I was like, again, like first generation. I thought like just like my crew of friends would know this because I grew up with one, like a bunch of Persian kids. Their parents all spoke like her, you know? And so, and we'd all laugh because it's like, it's fucking funny, you know?
I want to tell you something. This is not nice to do because this is murder.
What does that mean, Mom?
Okay, if it's not clear from the tape, Lily is beating herself up because she's throwing some uneaten ice cream out. It's hot and humid outside, and everything is melting. I'm just laughing because it's true. She was really devastated.
You don't throw ice cream, man.
Oh, it's sinful. Blasphemous?
No, you don't throw ice cream.
So sad. So this Instagram account, I mean, Kevin, how long did it take until it went from, like, one follower to...
It went pretty quick. And then, but they were just like, oh, cool, she's cute. And, like, that's kind of as far as it goes because, like, you know, they were just, like, photos and stuff. And then it was like, she can't pronounce English words, and then it was like, oh my God, her temper is amazing. And then it's like, also dad was a black man, so she grew up on, like, I mean, I thought Luther Vandross was my uncle because they just referred to him as Luther, and I was just like, when am I gonna meet this dude? His music is awesome. So I was like, it was never like, oh, turn on Luther Vandross. It's just like, hey, yo, Luther's on, you know? And so she had like Earth, Wind & Fire and like all of Motown and like Stax and
I was
like,
a DJ.
When were you a DJ?
We DJ'd mom DJ'd a Planned Parenthood event that Best Coast put on.
That's
at the
amazing.
El
Rey. Best Coast, what? And then they give me the honor to introduce them on stage. No. You don't understand. You don't understand. I just even he was there just to pull me down. You know,
calm down. She got up on stage, just spread her arms out like she was like Jesus for like about a minute. That seemed like an hour to me. And I was like,
no microphone. I didn't need it. Just the way people react to me. They came to us and asked us, where the hell did you have those songs? Where did you get this? It was people before us, right?
There was
it's music. Nobody. Me, I just put the music. I'm dancing.
She's talking shit with the other. Relax, you know, man. They're friends.
What shall I tell you? Again, even here, I'm having the time of my life. Honestly, you know, I don't know, what's going to bring tomorrow, you know? People here, they are so nice. But he did it all, honestly. You know, I'm just
a monkey. No, she's a star.
A star.
Obviously, she's going to say it differently, but she's a star.
Well, so, I mean, what do you make of your Instagram? You're an Instagram celebrity. What do you think of your fan base? Like, how would you describe how people treat you?
You know, my fans... They ask me parents advice. They ask me how I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to go to the dentist. What shall I do? I said, oh my God, I became Dr. Phil. And they believe in me. We talk to people. I talk to people from my heart. This is why my friend, she needs a mother figure. I'm there. You want a friend figure? I'm there. I'm there for anybody. People want to adopt me. They want me to adopt them. Come over, you know. How many people call for my birthday?
I went.
They stop us. They stop the Instagram. They stop doing something.
We went. I asked. I was just like, yo, if mom ever made you smile, like, because she doesn't. She also doesn't know what's going on Instagram. Like she, you told.
I don't know.
Right now, and this is a real thing. Right now, you told her more than she knows, but she knows enough to like talk to people. But she, like, doesn't necessarily know, like, numbers or she doesn't know what's going up or anything. She doesn't know what people see. Like, I was packing to go to Nashville and she threw a suitcase at me. She didn't know that went up. But then when I was in Nashville, my mom was just like, how does so-and-so know I threw a suitcase at you? You know, and she's still...
That's crazy. So you can pick up a suitcase and throw it on him. Oh, my God. You know, he's something, you know. About my birthday, how many people did?
So then I asked her. I was like, if she ever made you smile... Or whatever, laugh. Like, could you just, like, you know, she doesn't know what's going on. I'm going to dinner with her. Could you just, like, give her a what's up? And then, like, I mean, we got, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. It was, like, there was a lot. And we just, I really went, and I was just like, yo, this is, we're going to go through this and, like, try to, like, call, you know, write people back. And we hit the Instagram limit, like, immediately. They put us on, like, a fucking freeze and shit. And it was just because we were going, like, yo, like, thank you for, like, again, because she's, like, she doesn't see what goes up. And then people are, like, hugging her. And like, yeah, making her cry.
We want to buy you gifts. We want to send you gifts. We want to say we don't need nothing. You know, unbelievable.
So one of my favorite things is that you guys do Q&As together that people ask you. So I thought it'd be great if we just did that really quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
have some questions. Yeah. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's see. Here we go. All right. What is your favorite song?
Wow. My favorite song. I have so many. You want one? One.
Trying to buy time over here.
I know. No.
Your favorite song. Yeah. I mean, it has to be some Los Angeles Negros song.
Yeah, but she wants the name. Los Angeles Negros.
Can you sing it?
Eres la mesa mi vida, a pasar no das después. Ay, qué vida tan oscura, sin tu amor no viviré. Brum.
All right, wow, I was not, you surprised yourself just now.
I like music, period, you know, and I was saying this guy, I have to say the name and names, I don't know, but if you ask me Luther or Paul Anka, you just hear the music, I know the song.
I feel like her genre is like soul, but if you give her like the spaghetti western, like Latina, like someone's gonna die tonight songs. That's what she, that's her wheelhouse.
This is me.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your idea of a perfect day?
A perfect day. Listen, a perfect day to be in the park. It's wonderful.
Stop lying. It's about money.
You see, he knows me very well. But I'm a person that likes to go to work and make money. My passion, ice cream, but money is number one.
If she could count money all day.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love
it. That's a perfect day for her.
Okay. What celebrity would you like to have dinner with?
Oh.
It could be romantic. Or
romantic?
Not.
No.
Let's make it romantic. Come on.
Okay,
it's and
fantasy dinner.
And who you
want to
store some coke with. Let's go. Let's get it good. Come on. Let's make it good.
You know, if I will go with Drake
over here. Yeah. No. Forget. You lie.
Why?
It's The Rock.
The Rock,
or
but
it's Pharrell with you.
You know, but they are like too involved.
What does
Drake
that mean?
Is available.
You think Drake is available? What the hell is wrong with you?
I do.
Drake, if you're out there listening, you really need to slide into Lily's DMs.
She thinks she could pull Drake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If not, he's The Rock.
So you like muscular men?
Not necessarily. I like their personality, really. I like the way they are.
It's also funny because she just mentioned some light skin, but she likes the black guys. That mom's in the
don't
black man.
Don't even
stop.
Go there.
No, but it's, am I wrong? Don't lie.
No. You don't want everybody to come on.
Exactly. She likes black dudes. It's like, it's fine, mom. This is
fine. It's fine. It's fine.
What is your favorite Drake song? Can you sing it?
Oh, I know the... Call me on the cellular. Blah, blah, blah. You know? You better call me. Call me on the cellular. Other ones say I have to hear it and then I can sing it, but I have to hear
She's
it.
She's been listening to Passion Fruit a lot, but like Hotline Bling is
but
like her
call
thing.
Me on the cellular and what it was after this?
Call me
on the cellular and blah blah blah. Don't call me in the middle of the night. If you want something,
this is okay. Her interpretation of those songs. Besides that,
no,
one she's
that's
sang.
Very good.
Right, it's good. You see, I do put attention.
Why does Kevin annoy you so much?
Oh, you know. Number one is exactly the opposite of me, you know, the opposite of me. But I don't know, I'll put the suitcase away. He's going to look at the suitcase and he's going to leave it
We're
there.
We're opposite. I mean, like, I procrastinate. I get the job done. And if it's something that has to do with me, I'm just like a selfish asshole, prick kid, you know. So, like, if I have to clean up something that's mine, fine, I'll do it. But, like, if it's something else, like, I'm like an only child. So, again, like... Dude, she raised a fucking monster, you know? Like, she was just like, she never made me clean
He's
or fucking
right.
eat vegetables
never
or anything. I never had chores. Dude, I told my mom about chores for the first time when I found out what it was, and she laughed. And again, it was like, dude, and it's like she just wanted to clean and stuff. And
I clean constantly.
Yeah, so then I don't know, but it was always fun. She always just, the smallest thing would make her fucking so mad. And see, like that, you know, the smallest thing would make her so mad, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the whole world. So
that's
I was it. Like, all right, well,
okay,
I gotta do.
Don't tell
gotta,
him all your faults because you're pretty good. Him. He's a pretty good son to me. He's
pretty good.
Yeah,
son. I'm a good. I'm good.
He loves it. He loves me. He goes to sleep every night. He might love you. No, he's very good.
Yeah, no. I love this
annoying,
woman.
Yeah.
I love this woman to death. I just want to annoy her for my enjoyment more than I. Want to do anything else.
How many languages do you speak?
I was born in Yugoslavia, so I know Serbian. I know it, let's say, not fluently. I speak Hebrew. I speak Spanish. I speak English. Now, I have a very good ear, honestly. I understand Arabic. I understand Russian. I understand, but I don't talk. Even Yugoslavian, you know, kakosi, falasi lepo, dobardan, but I need to talk to somebody and then I know. So it's really, really four of them. Yes, I know four of them.
What piece of life advice do you want to give to me? Just like one thing.
Be happy. You know, be healthy. You know, I cannot give one advice. Be happy, be wealthy, be have good life, have good people next to you, have whatever your heart desire, just go for it. Go with your guts. Your guts talk to you. Your heart talk to you. You don't need advice, not from this person and not from this man. You need advice from yourself. Now, sometimes you need a little bit for help. Call me on the cellular. I'll answer.
Dang, the Drake callback. Wow.
Thank you so much to Lily Hayes, Kevin Hayes, everyone at Big Gay Ice Cream, and my podcast producer, Phil Domhofsky. You guys are all the sweetest. You can watch all of the videos of Lily eating ice cream, but mostly being pissed off at Kevin, on her Instagram. Her handle is Lily_Hayes. That's Lily, L-I-L-I, underscore Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. She's also got a website, alwaysalittlepissed.com. Next time on Munchies the Podcast.
I like different feelings. I like being too high when your eyes droop, too much Novocaine when your mouth droops a little bit, you know, too drunk sometimes where you're just laying on the floor in a position you've never been in before, sober, but somehow you got into it, drunk. I just love extremes. So yeah, it's just high octane shit.
Mr. Wonderful himself, Action Bronson, will be joining us here in the Vice offices for a very special one-hour episode on September 12th, the day his brand new book, Fuck That's Delicious, is unleashed on the world. And hey, here's my own cash for gold moment.
We're putting out our very first cookbook. It's called Munchies Late Night Meals from the World's Best Chefs.
It drops October 24th, and the best part is, you can pre-order it now for a better life. As always, you can get all of our delicious Munchies content over at munchies.tv. Hit us up at Munchies on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook too. And if you like the show us some love and rate it on iTunes. It actually does help us out. I'm Helen Holliman. I'll talk to y'all real soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.